Good morning. Welcome to Plevenant Community Bible Church. If you would, please turn with me in your hymn books to hymn 362 and sing Blessed Assurance, hymn 362.
Let's pray this morning for our morning service. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come here and praise your name all the day long, Lord. The blessed assurance that we look forward to when you return. And Lord, we thank you for that promise. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day you've given us to come together, to worship you, to be gathered as believers in one body. And Lord, we pray that as we study your word and sing praises to you this morning, that would be a blessing to you, Lord, and that and everything, Lord. And we also just pray, too, that our hearts and minds be open to your word, too. And we just pray this in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So Pastor David and Larissa and Danny are, actually, they're probably flying back now from their time, their little vacation time in Las Vegas. I think I got a little message deal on Facebook the other day from Pastor Davis saying he's had some really good conversations with his friend's family. So that was, we pray that seeds were planted of the gospel there and it be received well, hopefully. So with that, they'll be returning today. So the announcements today. So today we have a guest, Shelly. She's right there. Shelly Zazanov's going to be sharing with us a little bit later in the service what's been going on in Albania and how we can be informed and pray for her and her team. And because her being here, there's a retiring offering afterwards, so the baskets at the back door for that. And also, on the announcements today, after church, there'll be a Sunday school teachers meeting back in Gail's classroom. So all Sunday school teachers will need to meet back there briefly for that. And also at 5 o'clock today, there'll be Easter Cantata practice along with evening Bible study. And looking at this coming week, we got Joy Bible Club on Wednesday. along with Braca's Women Fellowship. And also next Sunday, we'll have the Victory Village Girls here and will join us in the service, and there'll be a carry-in meal afterwards. So keep that in mind. There'll be a carry-in meal, so be mindful to bring some food to share with everybody. And also there's a note about the ladies' spring retreat coming up here in April. I think that's all the announcements I have for now, and at this point, we'll have Luana come up with Sheriff's Missionary Mailbox. Where's that?
It's here somewhere.
Somewhere.
Who knows how to
pinch the light?
Yeah. Pinch the light. Oh, there we go.
Oh, good.
There we go.
Just wanted to remind that there is a retiring offering, and then is there 11? I wrote it down. 11 kids, girls coming. And two staff?
Two staff and maybe a few directors and staff. So maybe
15 plus people coming next week then for the carry-in dinner and the time for fellowship with them. So Shelley is the missionary of the week today. So this worked out amazingly well. Who would have done that? So anyway, we're looking forward to the time with her.
Let's pray for all of our missionaries this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have the opportunity to pray for those that our church supports. Lord, we're thankful that you've called our missionaries to your service and the locations they're at, Lord, and we just pray that you would give them opportunities to share your word with those that are around. Lord, we see too, as our world is chaotic in a lot of places, Lord, we do pray for safety for them in the places they're at, that you would protect them, guide them, direct them, Lord. And also, we also ask that you would comfort them, give them peace where they're at, Lord, and give them wisdom, discernment. And Lord, again, we pray for opportunities that you would allow them to happen, where your word to be spread and seeds to be planted and your gospel be presented across the world, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the missionaries we have, and we pray for Shelley too, that you would guide her and direct her here in a little bit as she shares with us. And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Luana, for getting that light on, because my eyes aren't what they used to be. Okay, scripture reading today will be in Lamentations. I may need to give everyone a few seconds to find that book. But we'll be in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. Okay, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Ushers, please come forward to receive the morning offering. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for blessing us with another beautiful Sunday. We want to thank you for the weather that we've been having. We also want to ask you to watch over those of our brothers and sisters that couldn't make it here today, whether it be from traveling or from a sickness that's still going around. We specifically want to thank you for the hope that we do have in you, as these verses say. You are great, and you can do great things. And you always take care of us, and sometimes we just need to make sure that we ask for those things. And Lord, as we come to the spot to give some of those blessings back to you, I just want to ask that you bless both the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, our next song will be hymn 466. Leave it there, hymn 466.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and if you trust and never doubt, he will surely lay you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save you, he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He will go into the end. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Amen. All right, now would you turn with me to hymn 457? And we're going to stand together and sing it. It is called Near to the Heart of God, 457.
To the heart of God, a place.
You may be seated.
Our last song we sang was perfect for the song that Sarah and I are going to play on the piano together. We're actually going to play two songs, Abide With Me, and then To God Be the Glory, because it is for him and his glory that we are here, that we who we are is because his love and patience with us. So I just want to read a couple of verses from Psalm. But before I do, it's kind of a dream come true to be able to play a duet with my sister. I never thought I'd get to do that ever. But suddenly here we are, and we get to play together. So I'm so thankful for that. Psalm 145, 17, 18, and 19. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. And to God be the glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for that. That was wonderful. At this time, I'll have Shelly come on up and get set up. So Junior Church Kids, she has a video she wants to show everybody. So when that is done, then Junior Church Kids can be dismissed to Junior Church. So we'll let Shelly take it on. Thank you.
Well, good morning. It's nice to be here and see all. Some of you maybe I haven't met because it's been a few years since I've been here. Many of you I've known for quite a few years. Some of you I've known for a long time, like Sandra and Rick, and then also Clayton and I went to school together. I'll leave you to guess which one's older. Except for I'll tell you it's not Clayton. Anyway. But it is good to be here today. The song that they played was perfect for going into what we're going to be talking about today, because God does do great things and the glory belongs to him, and we're very excited to share with you some of those things. But first of all, we want to open with some fun things, because, you know, there's fun things that happen too when you're a missionary. First of all, I have some questions. And so for some people that haven't been here for a long time or aren't on the missions committee, and maybe even if it's a child, it would be even better. Does somebody know where Albania is? Does anybody have a guess?
Eastern Europe.
Yes, that's good. Eastern Europe, that's a start. Can we pinpoint it a little better? Any guesses? Are you guys? Yes, great. Who said that? Okay. So I see. Yeah, that's true. It's just north of Greece. And even if you're really bad at geography, everybody remembers Italy, right? Because it's shaped like a boot. And the west coast of Albania is on the Adriatic and Ionian Seas, and it's right across the sea from Italy. So that'll give you an idea of where it is. Many people don't have any idea where it is, and so that's not unusual. But does anybody know the first great missionary that went to Albania? And I'll give you a hint, it wasn't me. See, I'm giving out hints all over the place. Anybody know? Yes. Apostle Paul, and they were talking about Paul in Sunday school this morning, and I happened to think as he was saying, we don't know where he went after that, but I'm kind of wondering if he went to the area where Albania is now, because it's not shown on any of his missionary journeys, but in Romans 15 it says, we have taken the gospel even unto Illyricum, and the Illyrians were the ancestors of the Albanians, so maybe that's where he went. So we know that Albania was actually evangelized during the time of the Apostle Paul. Does anybody know a really famous Albanian who I'm sure you all have heard of? You guys need to get a little more, like, excited. You're being really quiet. I think maybe you guys have heard of Mother Teresa. Yeah, she was of Albanian origin, but born in the former Yugoslavia, which is the part where she was born is now North Macedonia. But she was born into an Albanian family because there is a large Albanian population there. Her name before she became a nun was Gonja Bojagiu, which means, well, her first name means rosebud. So I bet you didn't know that Mother Teresa's name before she became a nun was Rosebud. Anyway, you're learning all sorts of things. Okay, the next big thing. What language do they speak in Albania? This is a really tricky one. I heard it somewhere over here. Albanian, yes. A lot of people don't even know that's a language, but it is. So I don't know if my mouse is gonna work. Can we unsleep that? We're not going to go for this yet. I have a fun thing to do before we do the video. If anybody has fun language learning, you know idioms are the hardest thing. So I'm going to give you some idioms, but I'm going to help you out. They're in English. I've translated them into English. And we're going to see if you can guess them. So if you keep track, we'll see who gets the most right. Just answer them in your head, and then you can tell me, you know, how many you got right. So let's go to... I'm having trouble seeing up there, but... Okay, where is the start? There it is. Sorry. I didn't practice doing this from the side. Okay. Okay, this is Albanian 101. It's supposed to be going forward. There we go. Okay, what is thin money? Would that be checks, credit cards, change, or bills? Thin money. So it's either A, B, C, or D. So checks, credit cards, change, or bills. Did I hear somebody?
Bills.
You think it's B, credit cards. That's a good guess. Some people think it's the bills, no? C, it's change, actually. They call their change thin money, which is a funny story. One time, you know, when I got back to the U.S. for a home assignment, and they had just changed all the change here in the U.S., and it all looked different to me, and it was all being very hard, and reverse culture shock is a thing. And going into Walmart the first time I came back was always a big deal, and I was with Mom. We were going through the register, and I couldn't find the change because it all looked different to me. And so I was getting frustrated. And I said, Mom, I can't find it. And then all of a sudden, all that came into my mind was thin money. Because in my mind, I was thinking lectahola, and that's in Albanian, and then English, thin money. And I knew Mom wasn't going to understand if I said, I can't find my thin money. Anyway, so idioms are funny. So this is change. So everybody that guessed C gets a point, okay? My legs fell on the ground, which is marancamba per day. I twisted my ankle. I danced really well. I'm clumsy, or I was exhausted. Oh, you guys are getting good. It is D. Everybody that guessed D, give yourself a point. My blood froze. That sounds kind of like awful, doesn't it? I was scared. I was anemic, I was excited, or I was really sick. I guess if your blood froze, you'd be really sick. You guys are good, yes. Okay, anybody that said that you were really scared, get another point. He doesn't leave two stones together. That means he has a lot of work. He's a child that gets into everything. He's a really bad builder, or he spends all of his money. What do you think? Who said B? Yeah, you got it. A child that gets into everything. So if a little kid is getting into it, I nukle du gorbask. So whoever guessed B gets a point. You guys didn't know you were going to get, like, to play a game. Don't stretch your feet out longer than your comforter. So does it mean you need to tuck the blanket in the bed good when you make it? Or don't overextend yourself or sleep curled up. I'm hearing some people say B. B is correct. So whoever gets B gets a point. I will make my eyes 4. That means I need glasses. I will be very attentive. I need eye surgery, or I need sunglasses. It could be all of them. Oh, I'm hearing a lot. I think I heard somebody say B. Yeah, if I'm going to be very attentive, I'm going to make my eyes 4. Okay, it has come to the tip of my nose. So does that mean it's a really bad smell? My nose is cold, I'm completely frustrated, or it has come to my attention. That would be a good guess. A would be a good guess, but it's not that. Wow, I'm hearing a lot now. No, it's not D either. Okay, the only one that's left. I mean, no, it's C. I'm sorry, I got you guys confused. Whoever said C gets it. Okay, I can't put my hand in the fire, and for you kids, I would never suggest doing this. But that's just a saying, I can't put my hand in the fire. Does that mean I burn easily, or I can't start a fire? I'm afraid of fire, or I can't vouch for him or her.
D.
I heard somebody say D. D is it. If you can't vouch for something, if you're not sure of something, I just can't put my hand in the fire. I wouldn't know why you'd want to. Anyway, he came through like a wet chicken. So his clothes were wet. He went through a difficult time. He has, quote unquote, egg on his face, or he escaped by the skin of his teeth. Which one do you think? Not D. That would kind of make sense that way, maybe. No, not A or B. Which one's left? C. Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, he came through like a wet chicken. It's like, oh, he has egg on his face. That one. Anyway. So it's C. Whoever said C, like, not when they knew it was the last one available, but, you know, you did. Good job. Okay. So, actually, I forgot to count how many we have. So there are nine there. Did anybody get all nine correct?
Yes.
Truly. Really, truly, you got all nine. You guys are super geniuses if you did. Okay. Let's say, how many got five right? Okay. Keep your hand up if you got six right. Keep your hand up if you got seven right. Okay. We have two people. Do I have somebody? Do I have a little child that can help me because my knee hurts and going up and down the stairs makes. Okay. You want to come help me? The people that got the most, there were two over there. Keep your hands up and he's going to take you a little present.
Can you take that to the people over there? Just one more. There's one more because there's two people back there. Okay, they're holding up their hands. You had your hand up, I think, right? Okay, yeah. And then that little one over there. Okay.
That was just kind of a fun way to start. And to give you an idea what it's like to learn another language. So just to give you another little introduction while he's finishing passing out the prizes. My name is Shelley Zagina. I've been working in Albania since 1999. So I tell people time flies when you're getting old. Although I don't really feel that I'm getting old yet, but I guess, you know, hey. And I'm working with Medical Ambassadors International and with a team in Albania. The team I work with is all international. My team leader's name is Patriot Hojai and his wife's name is Enkelieda, or Kelly for short. He's a doctor, she's a teacher. They were here 3 years ago with me and were able to meet many of you guys, and that was fun for them. So that's kind of who I've been working with since 1999. We have the video now that we're gonna show and that the kids can see before they leave. So let's go ahead and start that.
Medical ambassadors, transforming lives, multiplying disciples, healing broken communities in Albania and the Balkans. Albania is a land of striking contrasts, from the rugged Albanian Alps in the north to the rolling hills and fertile valleys, and down to the sparkling beaches of the Adriatic and Ionian seas. Tirana, the capital with its modern buildings and bustling streets, reflect a country moving quickly into the future. Yet there is a rich history with many archaeological sites and ancient ruins. And in many villages, life remains much as it has for generations, very underdeveloped, with great need for improved resources and opportunities. Though very small, about the size of Israel, Albania has deep roots tracing back to the ancient Illyrians, and over time it was part of the Roman and Byzantine empires, with a few of the Roman emperors being Illyrian, and then the Ottoman Empire ruled for nearly 500 years. It was the Ottomans and Turks that brought Islam to Albania. In 1912, Albania declared independence from Turkey. A little known amazing fact about Albania during World War II is that even though they were a Muslim nation, they gave refuge to Jews by bringing them into their homes, giving them Albanian names, and dressing them in Albanian clothes. In fact, Albania is the only country in Europe that had more Jews in it after the war than before it began. After World War II, it fell under one of the most hardline communist regimes in the world, under the rule of Enver Hoxha, who in 1967 declared that Albania believes there is no God, making it the first completely atheistic nation. Churches and mosques were closed, and anyone who practiced their religion was persecuted. There were many labor camps for political prisoners. But in the early 1990s, communism fell and Albania became a democracy, opening to the world again. Today, the country that once outlawed and persecuted all religion officially recognizes five religions: Bektashi Muslim, Sunni Muslim, Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant. And most importantly, Albania enjoys religious freedom, with people of different faith backgrounds living peacefully side by side. Even though Albania is one of the few Muslim-majority countries in Europe, with only around 0.4% of the population being Protestant, missionaries are allowed to enter without a pretext, Christians are allowed to evangelize, and churches are being planted. God has graciously provided an open door in Albania to reach people for Christ. We strongly feel that we need to take advantage of this at this time, or it might someday close, since the Islamic countries are sending their people in to build mosques, Islamic schools, and teach people how to follow Islam. So after 500 years of Islamic Ottoman control and almost 50 years of atheistic communist control, the time has come to reach Albania for Christ. So what are we doing to reach Albania? We are using a strategy called Community Health Evangelism, or CHE. What are some of CHE's core values? Commitment to the vulnerable and marginalized, serving the whole person, local ownership and leadership, participatory learning, use of locally available resources when available, and prayer. What are some of the activities we use in the CHE strategy? Relationship building, evangelism, discipleship, and mentoring, health screenings, community meetings, Bible studies, church planting, development projects, and health and wellness promotion. The following are some examples of development projects we have done through the years: hygienic latrines, trash projects, sewer main projects, HIV/AIDS awareness raising campaign, teaching health and moral values in the schools, and helping with special needs programs in the schools. Currently, we are working in 5 traditionally Muslim villages and have 3 church plants. We have weekly men's and women's Bible studies. We have been mentoring local leaders. We have youth and children's ministries, where among weekly meetings, BBS and Bible camp, Christmas programs, and Christmas boxes, we are also training and mentoring the youth to help lead the children's ministries. Here's some examples of youth meetings and activities. This year's VBS was called Kingdom Kids, and teaching children how they could become a part of the Kingdom of God. We have weekly children's meetings in 4 villages. The children always look forward to the Christmas programs and Christmas boxes, and the youth are a great help in helping us put all these Christmas programs on. Another highlight of the year for the children and youth is going to Bible camp in Erseca. In October, the first International Holistic Missions Conference to be held outside of the U.S. was hosted in Albania. We had close to 250 participants from over 30 countries, and we were able to take 15 youth and adults that we have been mentoring from our churches. And a highlight for the believers in all five communities is the annual picnic and baptisms. And besides working in the five communities in the Korça Albania region, we are excited to be helping to train and mentor new Che teams in North Macedonia and Kosovo. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video about what the Lord is doing in Albania and the Balkans. We truly appreciate your prayers.
Okay. That's it. So thank you for watching the video. Thank you for the kids that stayed to see and have fun with the language thing and then also see the video. I hope you enjoyed the video too, because we had a lot of children's things in it, because we do believe in reaching the children as we're also evangelizing and reaching adults. I just wanted to go on and say one of the big goals of... Okay. One of the big goals of Medical Ambassadors is to train others in a way that they can train others. And that's been a big thrust of what we've been doing the last few years, really trying to train and raise up local leaders. And that we get that from 2 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, where Paul's talking to Timothy and says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." And so that's what our goal is, not only to go and reach others with the gospel and teach others, but teach them to be able to teach others so that they'll be reaching people that that we will probably never come in contact with. And just want to share a few stories about how that is coming about. There's a couple named Paitesa and Nari. We've known them for many, many years. They're from the village of Lochist. And they would come some to church, and she would come sometimes to Bible study, and he would come sometimes to men's Bible study. And they were very open, and they would say they believed, but it just wasn't quite what we feel like there was a total commitment. And then we were too busy to come. They're very hard workers, and so they always had work. And they're like, "No, we can't come. You know, I can't be involved in the Bible study because, you know, the greenhouse, and we have a lot of stuff to do, and you know, there's too much work." And so that was just kind of the way it was for quite a while.
And then they went to Greece. Many Albanians, especially in the area we live in, because we're only about 30, 40 minutes from the Greek border, will go and do like 3 months work in Greece, whether it's in construction or hospitality or in agriculture. And they had gone, I think, to work in hospitality, but Paitesa just had a really hard time. She couldn't get adjusted to it. It just really, she was going through a hard time. Her kids had gone, had been come to the U.S. for study, so her kids were gone. She was in a different country, and she just went through a very, very hard time. The doctors in Greece started trying to give her medications. It wasn't working, and so they came back to Albania, and she was still struggling. Patriot and Kelly went to visit them, prayed with them, and with prayer, she came through the struggle that she went through, and it just really changed them, and now they are very committed to following Jesus and being involved in the church, and I'm sure they're working just as hard as they ever were, but now they have time to come to church also. And it's interesting to see the change. And Nardi also, he said that, you know, the Holy Spirit has just given him a real heart to come and listen to what's being taught and then go home and study it and meditate on it so that he can share it with others. And so we're really happy to hear that. And he's joined this team that we've been training in community health evangelism, a team of local leaders. And it's Entela, and Nardi is one of them, and Yuli is one of them, and then Melinda. And we're training them, and they've chosen another community that they're going and entering and wanting to start community health evangelism and start an outreach in that community. So it's good to see how God is starting to work through their lives, and they're starting to do outreach and going out to another community. It's interesting too that a couple others on this team, Uli was, when we first went to the village, of course, not a believer. And then it took a while, and then he started getting involved. And he would come, and he was a believer. And Padre was saying, hey, why don't you come, you let me come alongside of you and help give a lesson in the men's meeting. And no, I could never do that. I couldn't do that. And it's been interesting through the years to see him grow, because now he will give lessons. When Patriot's not there, he'll fill in for him. He's been mentored by Patriot and fills up the pulpit and preaches, and he's part of a team that goes to another village called Kolonets and an outreach there with Bible study. And he's part of this team that they've selected the village of Lumalas to go to. And Entela, too, is another one that at first I would have never guessed that she was going to be one that was going to be, you know, because it's hard to know and get guidance, like who do you need to spend time investing in and who should we be mentoring? And that's always a struggle there, because it's a very transient population to a certain extent because of immigration going on. And often we would like invest in someone and then they'd leave. And so you have to start all over again. But back from the very beginning, Entela showed a real desire to know God, but couldn't always come to the meeting. So I would drop by her store and give her the little brochure of whatever lesson we had done. And through the years, you know, just tried to come alongside her. And then it came to a certain point that I was mentoring her to a certain degree, and then I thought, but she doesn't even read very well. And so that was a bit of a struggle, but just kept encouraging her and say, hey, just open the book or open your Bible and just read out loud to yourself and keep practicing. And it's amazing how God has helped her. She still probably is not the fastest reader ever, but she has improved immensely. And God has just put a call on her life, and she has told us, God has just told me I need to be his servant. And so when I ended up having to come back over to the U.S. because of my dad's stroke, she's one of the ladies that's leading two of the women's groups now. So it's good to see that and how that goes. Anyway, and then in this new village that they're going to, this group of local leaders that we're training, just yesterday, Entela, excuse me, Entela met a lady there, and it was the first time meeting her, but she said she was so open to us talking to her about the gospel, and she said, could you bring me a Bible? I want to read a Bible. And then she said, you know, I employ 15 people. Could you come and teach them too? It's like, well, yeah, I think we can work that out. And anyway, so it's just good to see how God is, you know, we've invested in these people. God has put a call on them, and to see how God is starting to work through them. So please keep them in your prayers, because it's a new thing for them to be reaching out and kind of doing it on their own and being a little more, not so much like accompanied by us. And so it's a bit of a new experience for them, but I think God is going to bless. So again, like the song said, God has done great things, but to him be the glory. I think we have a couple of minutes, if my watch is right. Do you guys have any questions? How are my parents? It depends on the day. Mom is having some struggles, but she has like an autoimmune disease and then has some cardiac issues that have caused some other issues. And so, you know, at that age, things start kind of like adding on. You know, you start getting one thing under control and then that causes another thing. Dad still has some left-sided paralysis from the stroke, and so working on strengthening that and that type of thing. But thank you for asking. Actually, I felt the call to be a missionary since I was in junior high. So if there's anybody here in junior high, you never know. But after I graduated from college, came back to Hutch, and I worked about, I think, 3.5 years ICU, and then 2.5 years I was working teaching nursing at the college, community college. And I didn't know exactly. I knew God wanted me to be a missionary, but I didn't know where. And E-Free Church said, well, we could send you to Africa or South China. And so they sent me on a short trip to Africa, which I got really sick. And there were a lot of different issues. I couldn't take the antimalarial. And, you know, it took me about a year to get better. I went to my doctor, who was a fine Christian man, and he looked at me and said, Shelley, I know God has a plan for your life. It's just not in Africa. So I started looking into other places, and I found Medical Ambassadors, and they needed somebody in Albania. So I looked it up on the map, and that's how I ended up in Albania. But yeah, that's the Reader's Digest condensed version. Any other questions? Yes. Well, the beauty of Albania is all religions were eradicated in 1967, which was a horrible thing. But I guess there's no great loss without some small gain, because in the early 90s, when communism fell, nobody knew what they believed. I mean, they knew, like, my grandpa was Muslim, or my grandpa was Orthodox, or my grandpa was Catholic, or whatever. But when communism fell, I've heard different estimates, anywhere from like 5 to 16 Protestant believers in country after communism fell. So it was not like other Eastern European countries where there was an underground church or that there was, it was like we were starting over again after communism fell. But the beauty of nobody knowing what they believe is that everybody lived together. In fact, and they get along because they don't know they're not supposed to anyway. And that's one of their pride. That was something good from communism to a certain extent, that they said before anything we're Albanian. So it's not like we're Islamic first and then Albanian. Before anything we're Albanian. And then comes if you're Catholic or Islamic or whatever. And so that, I guess, was a good thing that came out of. And so there is, as a law, freedom of religion in Albania. There is no law against evangelizing, church planting, or anything like that. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have problems sometimes. In one of our villages early on, the imam at the mosque was telling people that the men, don't let your wives go to the church because we're Islamic. You shouldn't let them go there. Teaching the kids to go and like disrupt our services. In fact, he was also teaching some of the young men to like fight with knives and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, he was from Saudi Arabia, and later we found out he was involved with Al-Qaeda, but we found out later after he had been killed. But God used that even because the mayor of that village at that point in time that Patriot was going and spending a lot of time with and giving the gospel to said later, that's how I knew what the true religion was. Because anytime I'd talk to the imam, he would talk about hate and that we shouldn't go there and that you guys were bad. And then he said, I'd go to Patriot and talk to him and he'd say, oh, we will pray about it. And so he said, I could see that there was love here and not hate. And so even though there was that problem, then God used that. That we've had other, through the years, different problems where they've encouraged the kids to like throw rocks at us, or they've, more recently in Vashmi, they're giving out things like food and clothes to get people to come to the mosque. And when they come to the mosque, they don't go to the church. So there's some things like that, but technically speaking, we have religious freedom, so that's very good. But as I mentioned in the MP4 video, we need to reach them now because the Islamic countries are sending in their missionaries and they're building churches, mosques and schools, that type of thing, and influencing more and more. I am in the city of Korcha, which used to be about 80,000 people, but due to mass immigration issues, has shrunk considerably. But my little house is just an add-on to somebody else's house, so it's one little kitchen living room downstairs and a bedroom upstairs. And on top of the bathroom utility room, there's a little terrace where I have my clotheslines. So it's a very small little house, but it's fine for one person. Any other questions? I'm going over a little bit. Are you guys okay with that? Yes?
For the kids, do you have McDonald's over there?
No, and thankfully we don't. Our fast food in Albania is so much better than the fast food here because it's fresher. And like you go and I think you call them gyros here, right? The little Greek sandwiches, we have those. The meat's fresh, all the fresh vegetables, they put them in the little pita, and it's so much better than a dry old hamburger that you get off the line. Anyway, now you know what I think. But yeah, the food is much better. Much closer to the source, fresher, less chemicals, all the way around. It's a lot better. Although in this capital, they have brought in Burger King and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was surprised. Any other one or two more questions, but I don't want to keep you too long because I know you guys have places to go. Yes? Yes. Western culture has come in, and the problem is they were shut off from Western culture, and so when communism fell, they just thought, oh, Western culture, that's where it is. Communism was bad. The West is good. And so they kind of, like, took it all in, you know, and it's not all good. So there is a bit of a struggle between younger generations and older generations because the values of the older generations are much different than the values of the younger generations. If you kind of think back to the culture wars here in the 60s, to a certain extent, without like the riots and stuff, we're not having those, but the disagreements between the older generations and the younger generations on certain issues, it's very similar to that. Do we have time for one more question? If anybody has a burning one. Do you have your hand up? No? If nobody has any more questions, I have a table at the back. Feel free to come back there and get a new updated prayer card. Somebody was saying, we tried to call you, but I think my old prayer card had an old number on it. So get new information. If you're not signed up for updates and you'd like to get them, we send them an email, and you can, or I post them also on Facebook, so you can like sign up there and get them however you want them. Just look at different things there. There'll be a little video of photos going by. Really appreciate you guys listening and being interested. We want to thank you for your support. I know at the beginning of this year you gave a special lump sum to Patriot and Kelly to help meet their budget deficit for this year. So we were closer to being in the red for this year. So that's really good, and want to thank you for that. Thank you, and I'll just, anybody have any questions that you were too shy to ask here, you can ask me back at the table.
Thank you so much, Shelley. We'll close our service at hymn number 393. And God will take care of you. Let's stand as we sing. Reminder real quick about the baskets for the retiring offering there at the back doors there for Shelley. Let's close in prayer. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God and our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.